it's going to rain in 18 minutes.
I'm just looking at the map, and it's right, like, all the way in McLean County.
Oh, okay.
And it's right on the edge Champaign County.
You're becoming a natural at this.
Is it that easy? They just look at a map?
Well, let's see. You just did your TV appearance the other day. Now you're becoming an expert. I think you're destined to become a meteorologist.
Not
on TV?
I did take meteorology 130.
I did, too, in college.
It was easy.
Yeah.
It was just one of those classes you show up and...
Wait a minute, because I think I got a C.
Oh, well, I guess it's Southern. They take their meteorology seriously.
Right. Maybe I... What'd you say the first part? All you got to do is show up?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where I had an issue. Maybe not. Hey, it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I did graduate from college.
Good for you.
So I did show up enough. I am Lante. He is Jeremy Warner. That's your name. And hour, we're going to talk some Bears and some Illini. Probably we'll get into some Illini later in the hour. But we're going to welcome Adam Harris from 670 The Score on with us. We're also going to talk some baseball with Adam. Adam, how are you, buddy?
I'm excellent. Jeremy, that class is simple because I took astronomy. Instead, I took astronomy 100 instead of that class.
And astronomy was tough or no?
It was, but it was interesting, you know, so I challenged myself instead of kind of wussing out like Jeremy.
Good call, Adam.
It was interesting. I think my professor gave us a review of Twister, and he pointed out everything that was wrong with the movie Twister.
Really?
So that's cool.
This couldn't happen, but it was fun.
That
cows
is...
fly? Cows? The cow thing, is that realistic?
Well, I guess it's just the schedule of the journalism at Illinois. You got to take a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, I don't know, but the cows can fly. Right, right. I guess they can if there's a strong enough tornado.
Look how it's helped you already. I mean, you can do the weather on this show as well as anybody. All right, Adam, you are in Chicago. The Bears beat the Falcons 3 weeks ago, and I thought, wow, here we go. And then now we fast forward a couple weeks. What is the mood like in Chicago right now around your Chicago Bears?
It's a panic. It's definite panic because of how they're losing how they lost the past 2 weeks, and the system that Mike Martz has implemented into this team is called into question now pretty much across the board and across the city. Even those crazy Bears fan callers are noticing that the run-pass ratio did not change like Lovie Smith said it would. So I don't know if Lovie was lying or if Lovie Smith he just figured out that they were supposed to pass more.
Well, and Adam, my problem was they tried to run it a little bit to start, and they couldn't because they don't have an offensive line. Then they throw the ball, and they can't throw the ball because they don't have wide receivers. And the other thing is I saw a little bit of Bad Jay creep up again yesterday. Bad Jay Cutler was throwing off his back foot, even though he had time to throw. And everything around that offense just looked so off yesterday.
That's exactly what it is. It just everything looked off. But the thing about it is the Packers, you know, you said that the Bears tried to run at the beginning, and they did, but what the Packers did is they said, we're not going to let Matt Forte beat us, and they stuck to that game plan the entire game. And you notice they rushed three people a lot, and they dropped eight. And when you drop eight against this Bears wide receiver core that's not very good as far as talent goes and as far as how they run their routes, then Jay Cutler is in trouble, where a couple of the sacks you can kind of pinpoint and say, well, Jay had the ball too long. But he didn't have anybody to throw the ball to because these receivers don't run crisp routes. They're not very athletic. And frankly, the Packers secondary, they're better athletes than the Bears wide receivers. And when you have guys covering someone that's a better athlete than the actual wide receiver, then that's trouble. And they can't get themselves open. And Roy Williams is not running great button hooks, you know, and he's not running crisp routes. They're not on the same page. And when you drop eight and Cutler sits back there, it's like when you play backyard football with your friends. That's the same kind of thing where you sit there and you go, okay, I have a 7,000 rush. This guy's got a two-hand touch me, and no one's getting open, and you don't know what to do. And that's exactly what happened.
Talking Bears with Adam Harris from 670 The Score up in Chicago. He does overnights with Les Grob, seen from midnight to 5. And Adam, I'm sitting there, and I'm watching the Bears, and the receivers are struggling a little bit. And Roy Williams isn't playing much. And I'm not expecting a lot from Roy Williams. You know, just give me a big target that you can go to get a first down on a third and long or in the red zone. He wasn't out there much. How hurt is he right now?
He's He's not that hurt, I don't think. It's more he's just very, they're not on the same page, him and Jay. And they said that in the post game that they need more time together and they need more of this and that. They just need more time. They're not on the same page. He doesn't really do anything for that team. I need to see more of Earl Bennett at this point because he knows how to get open. He knows how to find slots. And he knows how to run a nice route for Jay Cutler and get open for him. And they're on the same spot. Just compare the offenses. And I know this is such a big thing to do with because the Packers' offense is so far ahead of the Bears' offense. But it's you see, the Packers go out there with, like, a plan. And they go three steps, slant, three, like five steps. They have someone open. They have one or two options, and Rodgers makes the read, and Rodgers is a great quarterback. But it seems like even when the Bears do make the big completions, it's more like takes like 5 seconds, and then Cutler finds a guy kind of that sat in the zone in the middle of the field instead of set offensive route running, set offensive plays, slants to even Hester. I don't care who you use, there's no catch and run opportunities. It's just a very messy thing. It doesn't seem like it's coordinated enough. And Mike Martz has been known as a stubborn offensive coordinator his entire career, and he's not making adjustments.
Well, I guess you played the schedule, you know, and it was you won one of them at least. You're 1-2. Some people thought they'd go 0-3. But after seeing these games, a loss last week, a loss to Green Bay this week, my worst fears as an NFL fan have come to fruition, and that's that the Bears are mediocre. And I don't think there's anything worse than being mediocre in the NFL because you kind of get stuck in and you can't add that elite talent to get a high draft pick, but you're also kind of in it at the end. And I just feel like this team's going to be completely mediocre.
Yeah, especially with the division that they're in. Now all of a sudden, that Detroit Lions game coming up in 2 weeks on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's a big game, right, Lon? Like, it's a huge
big
game.
Time.
And the Lions look really good. And right now the Bears are 2 games behind 2 teams in their division in a 16-game season. You can even start to do the math right now. And I think everyone knew that after they dominated Atlanta week 1, that their best chance to go 2-1 was to beat the Saints because this Packer team is fantastic. The Bears are in the best division, I think, in football right now.
You know,
with that what? Go ahead.
No. And I would argue that I heard somebody arguing this the other day that the NFC East is better than the NFC North. No way is that the case.
No. I mean, Rex Grossman is top of that division right now. You know, that's such a bad division. And the Eagles are all kind of up in the air. I would never bank anything on the Cowboys, ever. And I think the Giants are bad. I don't think Eli's a good quarterback either. You know, he shows up sometimes, like he did yesterday. But that division, I think it's just a bunch of headcase teams in that division. And the Packers are the best team in the league right now. That team is a machine. The Patriots, people bring up the Patriots, they've given up so many points to bad teams.
Yes.
And so you just look at it, this Packers and the Lions offense is amazing, and the Lions defensive line is probably one of the best in the league, too. Those two teams are going to compete all the way to the end.
Adam, I've expressed my, I guess, jealousy of the Packers over the air a lot, and I like that team. The one thing that, if I'm a Packers fan this morning, I think they stopped themselves. They had some success running the ball, but they stopped airing it out, and the Bears couldn't stop them in the first half, but then they kind of went to this more balanced attack. If I were the Packers, I would have just kept going and go at the throat of the Bears, and that's kind of how the Bears got back into it a little bit, is because I thought the Packers got a little conservative.
Yeah, they did. That's kind of how they always play the Bears. They use Ryan Grant a lot. And, you know, Ryan Grant's not that talented, but he had himself 94 rushing yards, and he doesn't fumble the football. And, Rodgers looked okay. Urlacher made a great pick. I'm not going to put that on Rodgers. That was a great read, and that's just Brian Urlacher being awesome. But, you know, I understand what you're saying. The Packers, I don't know if they kind of let up. I just think that they stuck to this game plan that they kind of came in with from the beginning, and that's to just dominate the time of possession and not really get it. They just didn't want Forte to beat them. They didn't want Jay to beat them, and they just kept the football to themselves.
Visiting with Adam Harris from 670 The Score in Chicago. Adam, you are an Illini graduate.
Yeah.
4-0, my friend. Yeah. What is the talk amongst the Windy City now about the Illini? Are they for real, or is everybody a little bit,
Is there talk?
is there talk?
I'm starting to bring out some of my gear and wear it around town.
Nice.
You know, I'm starting to spread the love up here. And, one of my fellow producers and talents at the Score, Herb Lawrence, he's a big Illini fan. And he didn't go there, but he's the biggest Illini fan I know at the station and pretty much in the city. And I'm starting to, like, show up with some Illini gear now, and he's calling me kind of a fair-weather homer. And you know, I'll take that on. That's fine. Like, I love that I went to that school, because when they're bad, I can say that they're bad. And when they're good, I can be like, yeah, the Illini, let's go. So I think it's gonna start getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, Wisconsin will go to New Orleans, and we'll go to Pasadena.
I like that. I said Wisconsin's going to win the national title.
What about Nebraska, boys?
Oh, by the way.
That's right. They're in our conference.
They've got to go to Camp Randall, though. That's the problem, right?
Yeah, they do. And I think it's very exciting that the Illini get closer in division play or conference play. Definitely, it's going to start picking up here in Chicago. It will a little bit. It's not going to overtake the Bears, but obviously, but it's going to definitely start picking up for sure.
Adam, last question I got for you, and it has to do with baseball, why we're talking Chicago baseball.
What?
I have a reason. There's two managers on the hot seat, three games left for each of them, Mike Quatty at the Cubs and Ozzie Guillen with the White Sox. Do either of them come back next year?
I don't think Mike Quatty does, and I don't think, based on what I've heard from a few people in the Sox that are close to the Sox, that Ozzie Guillen's gone. You know, that's what I think. So, that's kind of what I've heard. I am basing the Quatty thing on the fact that I don't think a new general manager will keep him, and I'm kind of wondering when they're going to hire a new general manager.
I was going to say, should that be a priority at some point?
You know, even Ramos kind of called them out last week. I don't know if you guys heard it, but you know, he's like, I think I played my last game at Wrigley, and they're like, have you talked to the Cubs? And he was like, I don't know who to talk to.
Wow.
We don't even have a general manager. Like, that's exactly what he said. And so I think that was a great thing for him to say. As far as the South side goes, Ozzy, I think, is gone.
Hmm.
I think he's lost his players. I think that that was the X factor into keeping him. And Reinsdorf is very loyal. But I think he's lost his players, and he's not a very good in-game manager. So that's kind of what he brings to it, and I think Florida and Miami, I think that's a great fit for him. And then as far as replacing him, a lot of people would love to see Tony La Russa do it, but there's one problem. He's been with his pitching coach and his trainer forever.
Right.
And the White Sox are not going to get rid of Don Cooper or Herm Schneider. So I think that will put a big hindrance in Tony coming to the White Sox.
Interesting. That is interesting. Well, I know Tony La Russa is going to manage at least one more year, because he's got a chance to finish second on that list. So you know it's going to be one more year, but who knows? Adam Harris.
That was an exciting weekend in St. Louis,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, and it's going to be fun here down the stretch here to finish this off. These next three games should be pretty interesting, to say the least.
Hold on, one more thing.
Yes.
I was watching SportsCenter last night,
Adam,
and I saw how the Red Sox beat the Yankees, you know, in the 14th.
Right.
Did you know that Jacoby Ellsbury has 31 homers?
Yeah. My brother had him on his fantasy team, and I told him not to draft him because I had him last year when he was all banged up. He might be the MVP of the AL this year.
Only fantasy geeks knew that.
Yep.
He has 31 homers. Like,
HGH.
You got a question. If someone would be like, if I didn't know, they would ask me, how many homers do you have? I'd be like, oh, 15.
He's the new,
he's 31.
The new Brady Anderson. That's what we love. Adam Harris. Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. I love talking to you. See you.
Same here. Adam Harris does a fabulous job from 670 The Score, joining us to talk some Bears. And in his words, people starting to panic in Chicago.
I'm not panicked.
No.
I'm just upset because they're mediocre.
Yeah.
They're going to win 7 games, 8 games, something like that. Their defense is too good. And I think their offense will play well against bad teams. It's just,
Put a smile on that face. Yeah. T&J Show.